good to go, and I'll just push it down.
So we've just walked into a room which is part of the neonatal unit at the Royal Stoke, and I'm whispering because there's several incubators around with babies, with mums and dads, one mum in the corner having a cuddle with a baby there. We are carrying three enormous bags of knitting for the babies that are so tiny that sometimes the normal clothes you'd find in a shop wouldn't be able to fit them. A lot of this is the work of a lady who's with me now, who's Shirley Clues. Hello, Shirley.
Hello.
Just how much have we got here?
Must be 100 jackets and blankets and hats.
Now, some of this you've done yourself, haven't you?
But mostly a lot of it is from a club that's called the U3A Craft Club, which I run.
Beautiful kind of pastel colours, pinks, blues, lemons, creams, like beautiful pattern knit. One here almost quite a sparkly little cardigan, maybe for a little girl.
Yes.
How long do these take you to make?
Well, I can make a couple in an evening, but when we go to the craft, we can do them in an afternoon, you know.
Also with me is a member of staff here. Would you like to introduce us? Your neonatal sister, Claire Gilg? Double check the pronunciation.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So tell me what a difference having these kind of clothes makes to new mums and dads when they've got such a tiny, tiny baby.
It's fabulous because it's support from the local community. And it's also fabulous because little babies need to keep warm. And these lovely ladies knit things so perfectly sized for our babies. It's wonderful. The standard of the knitting is just something to behold. It's beautiful. And the parents, it's a lovely touch for them to have something that's so handmade and lovingly given.
Because I guess for a lot of the new mums and dads, they weren't expecting baby when baby came,
exactly,
at however many weeks, and so they've probably got newborn clothes,
yes,
that are far too big.
And the woolly things are so much better at keeping them warm. The proper wool and the knitted things are much better for keeping babies warm, especially the hats.
Yeah, one thing we have noticed in here is how warm it is in this unit for the babies. How small or how premature can the babies be that are born here?
Some of them are very tiny, right down to about 23 weeks, maybe 500 grams. So those babies are really tiny. In fact, we use woolly hats to hold in some of the tubing sometimes.
Seeing your little very vulnerable baby with all different tubes attached can feel quite clinical.
It just makes them look more, like you say, like a real baby, even when they're really tiny. I mean, obviously they are real babies, but like you say, with all the tubing and equipment and everything that's going on, it can be really overwhelming for mums and dads.
This must be a very difficult time.
It is. It's very stressful for parents, and it's a long journey for a lot of them. If their baby's very premature, they can be here for 3 months.
Shirley, how does it feel for you to be able to see your work in action?
It really is lovely, and I'd love to thank everybody.
And when you knit each piece, I guess, do you almost imagine, you know, a mum or a dad and a baby?
I just feel very grateful to think I've had 4 children, perfectly normal ones, and then found that I'm knitting for tiny babies that are, you know, sometimes are very, very ill, and it does concern me a lot.
We're just going to pick out a hat because it's one of the babies in the unit who's having a cuddle with his mum and hasn't got a hat on.
A little
blue wool one there. Hello. Is it baby Oscar?
Yeah.
And what's Oscar's mum? What's your name?
My name's Kate.
Hello, Kate. How old is Oscar now?
He's 7 weeks old now.
He's tiny. He's just kind of wrapped in a blanket lying against his mum's chest. When was he born? How premature?
He was 14 weeks premature.
But is he growing, is he?
He is, quite slowly, but he's
gorgeous,
getting there.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely tiny.
Oh, love.
So tiny. How much does he weigh now?
He's £2.9 now.
£2.9, and what did he weigh when he was born?
£2.1.
Well, we'll leave you in peace to carry on enjoying your cuddle. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for that.
There's lots more to you can choose from.